You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new report by Stats NZ has revealed that New Zealand's rate of home ownership is at its lowest in the past 70 years. The Housing in Aotearoa report was released yesterday and offers a pretty comprehensive view of New Zealand's current housing climate using data from 2018. It focuses on answering questions in regards to availability, affordability, warmth, safety and security, and how these impact owners and renters alike. I thought it would be worthwhile to go over some of the key findings of this report and outline how our housing market has changed over recent years. In terms of availability, Stats NZ found that there were about 1.8 million dwellings in the country. These include houses, townhouses, and apartments, as you'd expect, but this also includes accommodations such as caravans or motels, so long as they are being used as long-term private dwellings. This means the report doesn't leave out those who are being housed in structures that weren't necessarily designed as private residences. Of those 1.8 million dwellings, just under 1.7 million were occupied by about 4.3 million people, meaning there is just over 100,000 empty dwellings across the country. Interestingly, the report also found that a significant number of houses are quite recent, with about one-third of New Zealand homes being constructed in the last 20 years. Only 10% were built prior to 1940. That one-third of homes built in the past 20 years are also generally larger than those built prior, having a greater average number of bedrooms compared to those in 1991. That implies that these homes are not only more expensive, but have a larger carbon footprint. With that being said, houses may be getting bigger, but the land they sit on is getting smaller, meaning the country is also becoming more dense with housing. Overall, these stats are quite interesting in terms of how they reflect the nation's growth, but in doing so, it's also important to consider who that leaves behind. It's pretty common knowledge that housing has become prohibitively expensive in New Zealand, with prices rising faster than wages over the previous 5 years. That growth has generated a lot of wealth for existing homeowners, but has absolutely destroyed most people's hopes of ever owning their own home. On top of that, Stats NZ found that renters generally spent a higher proportion of their income on housing costs than owners did in 2018, with well over a third of renters spending more than 30% of their income on housing costs. That's especially true here in Auckland, where it was found that the median income after housing costs was only $30,000. This has had the most impact on underprivileged groups, including sole parents, recent migrants, Pacific peoples, Māori, low-income earners, unemployed people, and those with disabilities, with those groups being significantly more likely to rate their housing as unaffordable. In terms of habitability, dampness and mold were shockingly common. 1 in 5 homes were damp and 1 in 6 had a notable amount of mold. 1 in 5 New Zealanders found their homes to be too cold during winter, but this number almost doubled among Pacific populations. These issues were also more common among rented properties with low-income residents. These stats in regards to rented properties are especially important, as one of the major findings of this report is that outright ownership has decreased to the lowest level it has been since the 1950s. This means more people are renting than ever before, and with these stats reflecting that the quality of homes available to renters is lower than those available to owners, this becomes pretty disappointing. The report also found that young people are taking longer to leave their parental home on average, and that's not surprising. Ultimately, this report highlights the ways in which our housing market is prohibitive. Young people, migrants, low-income earners, Pacific peoples, Māori, disabled people, these are all significant groups in our population that are being locked out of the housing market, and that's very, very disheartening to see laid out plain like this. This has just been a very brief look at this report. If you're interested, I definitely encourage you to read it, although if you're not in the mood to read a 150-page statistical report, I won't blame you. But this is a pretty significant story, and this data is bound to have a pretty severe impact on a lot of lives.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.